Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, everybody? I'd like to discuss the back end of what took place in Sodom and Gomorrah. The back end. As Lot was getting out of Dodge, you could say. But before I go there, remember, God would have saved Sodom and Gomorrah and the plains if only he would have found 10 people. It's incredible the mercy of God. 10 people. So that tells us, I mean, a place could be absolutely horrendous. Horrendous, like Sodom and Gomorrah was. But in this instance, 10 people would have saved that place from destruction. That's the mercy of God. But let's go here. Genesis 19, verse 12. And the men said unto Lot, "Is there here any besides your son-in-law and thy sons and daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out this place, for we will destroy this place." These are the angels. "Because the cry of them is waxed great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." Angels came to destroy this city. I wonder how many times angels still come to destroy cities. And here the angels had asked Lot, "Is there any here besides your son-in-laws, your daughters, and your wife?" So let's see about the son-in-laws. "And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law." They thought it was a joke. They thought Lot was out of his mind. They thought it was mocking. Gang, do you think God's mocking when he's referred to as a consuming fire? Do you think God is mocking when he warns us that today is the day of salvation? What's the opposite of salvation? Death. "And when the morning arose, when the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." The iniquity of the city. So this city being burnt up and the iniquity obviously are tied together. And the angels are warning Lot, okay, forget about it. Your sons-in-law want to make a big joke out of it? Forget them. Get your daughters. Get your wife. We're getting out of here. "And while he lingered," this is Lot. "And while he lingered." So Lot knows what's happening here. Lot meets the angels. But yet, he's lingering. He doesn't even move quick as far as the escape is concerned. "And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters." You know, I look at these angels taking Lot's hand kind of like your conscience. Your conscience grabs you. Where is your mind lingering? Where is your wants and your needs and your anxieties lingering? Well, if you're full of the Holy Ghost, your conscience is going to be geared towards righteousness. And your conscience grabs you and says, get out of here. And you better listen. But let's continue. "And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters." All right, so they grabbed everybody. "The Lord being merciful unto him." The Lord being merciful unto him. You know, Lord could have said, forget about it. You want to linger? Forget about it. But God has mercy. And what do I get out of that? I better have mercy. I better have mercy towards the people around me. Yes, because it's easy to linger. It's easy to linger in sin. There's pleasure in sin for a season. Sin can become very comfortable. the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him outside the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for your life. Escape for your life. You know, they escaped out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and I'm going to say not even on their own. It took the angels to grab them. Yes, they were half-hearted, may have been double-minded. Oh, come on, is this really going to get destroyed? Gang, you are going to meet the Creator someday. You are going to be before him. He is going to judge you for every idle word. I don't care what happens on this earth. It's going to pass. I don't care what they think they could accomplish with everything. It's going to pass. It's going to burn. Just like it did during the days of Noah, as far as being destroyed by the flood, and just like it's being ready to be done here in Sodom and Gomorrah. So you better not linger, and you better learn to escape the things of this world. And you better pay attention to your conscience that's been washed by the letter, by the word of the Lord. I'll read that again. And when it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for your life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. In other words, get totally out. Escape again. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And here we go at Lot. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. What is Lot doing questioning these people? What is he doing? Again, it's for me. Why am I questioning? Why is it so hard to just be obedient? Why? Because it's in our nature. That's why. Because we have the nature of Adam, which has to be destroyed, has to be put to death, and can't be looked back on. Behold, now thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Lest some evil take me and I die. These angels are getting them out of certain death. And here is Lot worried about the mountains, thinking some evil thing is going to get him. No faith, no trust in the angels that were sent by God. No, you wonder how captivating Sodom and Gomorrah must have been. As disgusting and as sinful as it is, it must have been incredibly comfortable. The food must have been delicious. You know, the water and the drinks were pouring. Life must have been extremely easy there. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto thee, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there, and my soul shall live. So here's Lot trying to pull the boss card, saying, hey, I want to go over there. I want to go over there. And he said unto them, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Hast thee escaped thither? For I cannot do anything till thou come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities in all the plain, in all the inhabitants of the cities, that which grew upon the ground. There again, he destroyed everything. Anything that was on the ground, he must have, you know, safe to say, destroyed everything. That's all the animals, that's all the vegetation, turned it all into fire and brimstone. God wanted it totally done for. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Wow. She didn't make it, gang. She looked back. She wanted the Sodom and Gomorrah Walmarts. She wanted the Sodom and Gomorrah clothing. The Sodom and Gomorrah feast days, the Sodom and Gomorrah fun. Yes, that's what she wanted. She looked back. Wow. And Abraham, this is Abraham now. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land to the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. Remember, this is Abraham who stood in the gap for Lot to have him escape. Another good example. We could have loved ones that look like it is an absolute not nightmare, just like Sodom and Gomorrah was. And Lot was stuck there. Lot was the nephew of Abraham. Abraham basically dickered with God to save Lot. And the Lord had mercy. And even then, as we read, Lot lingered. Lot's sons-in-law made fun of it. Lot's wife looked back. Bad. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in that which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. We see a picture of a lot of mercy here, people, a lot of mercy. First of all, God dwindled that down to 10 people. He couldn't find 10, so he had to get rid of it. Abraham had mercy on Lot and said, please save my nephew. God said, okay, I'll do it. God again and the angels had mercy on Lot as he lingered. They had to basically pull him out. But the mercy ran out. The mercy ran out on his sons-in-law. God won't be mocked. They thought Lot was joking. God's not going to be mocked, people. No. God is not going to be mocked. Paul tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. It is not a joke, people. We were created for the glory of God. God wasn't created for us. Not at all. We are creations made for his glory. Yes, he has mercy. Yes, he has grace. He showed us his incredible love by dying at the cross and taking those nails for us. But can you imagine if you don't forgive somebody now? And there again, I'm not saying to sloppily, take the knee to somebody that's doing you dirty. You might have to stay away from them. You might have to cut ties. But I'm telling you, in your heart, if you have bitterness, if you have unforgiveness, get rid of it because of what Jesus did for you and what Jesus did for me. There's no time to let somebody else's sins that they may have did to you drag you to hell because you won't forgive. Yes, it's scary. It is scary. It's not worth it, no matter what's been done to you. So a good story here about Sodom and Gomorrah, people. Jesus is the way of our escape now. Don't linger in this world. Let your conscience that's filled with the Holy Spirit direct your path. Turn from your wicked ways. Trust in what Jesus did at the cross for you. Give your life over to him. The time is short. The walk is serious. God bless.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.